Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, look out on the roads across the United States this weekend. Look out for all the drunk illegal aliens and the state police dodging them, not stopping them, not arresting them, letting them go if they don't have IDs or insurance. Look out because the state police will be jumping highway ramps, sliding all over the grass, chasing down families going 3 miles over the speed limit, searching your vehicles, throwing your goods all over the streets while the illegal aliens swarm 30-plus million all over us. You can type into Google, police are ordered not to stop illegals, police are ordered not to arrest illegals. Hundreds of articles will pop up where they announce. Because, you see, the illegal aliens are here to bring down the U.S. They're here to bring us into the New World Order. They're here to make us like Mexico or Russia or China. And so they're precious and dear and special. American citizens are the marks. We are the marks that, you know, that the system sees, trained from birth to be slaves, who think that we're free. We are the perfect creatures to be fed on. But seriously, be careful out there with all the drunk drivers, the white trash scum everywhere. And to be careful with the state police literally violently driving all over the highways, fishtailing everywhere, as I just saw on my way driving to the studio, as I see when I go on road trips. Also, understand you need to have a video camera on your speedometer showing you're going to speed limit, because they don't even, you know, they claim they're calibrating their equipment. I don't believe it. I've seen them pull people over that are doing below the speed limit and give them tickets. Just be careful when you're out there on the roads in this police state cesspit that we live in. That's all I have to say to you. Watch out for the drunks. Watch out for the police. Watch out for them all. You can tell I'm a little bit angry today, ladies and gentlemen. I always am angry, and I promised myself. I had a very reflective Friday night, a very reflective evening last night. I'm so worried about the country and so upset by what I see that I can even work till 2 a.m. in the morning on my new film, Endgame, and still not be able to go to sleep. This without the aid of coffee. I am that upset, ladies and gentlemen. I to see our country destroyed and right in front of me, and to see the decadent masses totally unaware of it, it is painful. They are moving to pass complete total amnesty, as you know. The media has been trying to lie and claim that this is not the case, though we have the legislation, though it's supposedly they tried to keep it secret. We just have it all here in front of us today, so let me control myself for a moment, reset, and get into the news. What is coming up? Vicente Fox, the former Mexican president, has been traveling the United States this week on a whirlwind trip throughout the Southwest and even as far north as Arkansas, speaking to legislatures and media, telling us that we need to have total amnesty, meddling in our affairs, the narco-terrorist leader of a narco-terrorist state. So we'll be going over that today. Also, Bush publicly sanctions black ops against Iran. Now, we've known for 2.5 years, well, we've known for 3, but it's been admitted for 2.5, that terror bombings, attacks on dams, attacks on schools, attacks on government buildings have been carried out by U.S. Special Forces, British Special Forces, and Israeli Special Forces leading al-Qaeda attacks in the west of Iran. This is all over the foreign press. This is now publicly admitted by our government, with the al-Qaeda shock troops hitting Iran and hitting Iran hard. This is out of the London Telegraph. We'll be covering U.S. forces with al-Qaeda hitting Iran hard. If Iran dares strike back, it will be called al-Qaeda terrorism. The general public, again, cannot find Iran. They think Iranians are Persians. I mean, are Arabs, not Persians. The head of the Armed Services Committee cannot tell the difference between a Shiite or a Sunni. And so, again, our government commanding al-Qaeda as usual, as they did in Serbia in 1998-99, as they did against the Russians in the 8-year war against the Soviets in Afghanistan, as they commanded them in their black ops in London and on 9/11. They are running serious black ops in Iran, this time publicly running al-Qaeda attacks against the Iranians. If the Iranians fight back, they will be called al-Qaeda. You've got a public, ladies and gentlemen, who is so dumbed down that they will not even understand that when they hear it. I will break it down for you if you don't understand this. The sheer magnitude It's the word isn't hypocrisy. It's so in our face that Al-Qaeda publicly is attacking Iran, and when Iran fights back on their border, they are called Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so incredible. It's so incredible that it's admitted and that still the people can't understand this. I know it's easier to go get a plastic bumper sticker made by Chinese slaves and to stick it on your car that has an American flag symbol on it than to actually know what the flag symbolizes. I understand. All right, see, I said I wouldn't be cynical, and I'm doing it because, frankly, I'm disgusted and I'm sick of it. So Bush sanctions black ops against Iran. We will go over that. Also, this is conservative, Jerome Corsi. You know, he's the Swift Boat head guy. Been a big supporter of Bush in the past until I convinced him that, yes, Muslim extremists are a threat, but that there is a group above our government controlling the terrorists. And he now publicly has spoken about that and believes 9/11 could be an inside job. He also read, that we talked about a few weeks ago, Presidential Decision Directive 51 that makes Bush officially a dictator. Now, don't worry, he'll hand that power over to Hillary. But we'll be going over. Bush is officially the first emperor of the United States. Now, I don't mean that jokingly. When Mexico got independence from Spain in 1822, their first leader called himself Emperor of Mexico. And after that, they had a king of the Americas and other things. So when you turn into a third world cesspit, you have dictators. And Bush has actually become the first Emperor of America and its holdings. This is like Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte or the Fuhrer, the Emperor of Greater Germania, Hitler, as he was called. We now officially have an emperor. And he will, of course, probably pass those imperial powers over to the Hillary or whoever else comes. And it's just all part of the imperial government itself. By the way, there have been a few articles. There was an AP article. There was a blurb in the Washington Post. And they just announced it like it was good. They said, yes, the shadow government is now in complete control. This is for your safety. So we'll be going over that. That's one of the main articles, main stories. That we're going to cover that first when we get back after this break. So the meddling in our affairs by the Mexican government, the massive media hoax and government hoax that the new legislation will stop illegal aliens. Well, it's like legalizing murder. I guess that would end murder if you just said it's not murder anymore. I guess it does legalize illegal, so there won't be any more illegal alien problem. We have Judicial Watch here. Judicial Watch uncovers 3 deaths from the human papillomavirus vaccine, 1,637 adverse reactions. By the way, they report that only 1 in 10 adverse reactions get reported with already developed drugs that are used nationwide. Generally, it's less than 1 in 100 with new drugs or vaccines. So 1 in 100, 1,637. If 1 out of 100 or less get reported, and we have 1,637, we're talking about over 100,000 adverse reactions. We're talking about Ebola-like things. You want to bleed out with pus coming out of every orifice? Well, we've got the actual documents. Enjoy your live cancer virus injection. We'll be going over that. Also, this is Judicial Watch. This is London Guardian. Government knew of HIV risk from imported blood, continued it. The government loves you. This is L.A. Times. Common chemicals pose danger for fetuses, scientists warn. Medical experiments to be done without patients' consent. This is the Houston Chronicle carrying a Washington Post article. Everything's changing, see? It isn't about Al-Qaeda, folks. It's about medical experiments on you and your family without telling you. You see, that's what tyranny's all about. It's about taking that bank account without due process. It's about the IRS doing what they want. It's about CPS taking your children without due process. and the illegal aliens being above the law. I thought I'd re-pull the refinery documents from 1995-96 that were released in lawsuits by the AP in 2001. Since oil prices are so high that everybody acts like it's a big mystery, they bought up all the refineries that were privately owned and shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck, and we have the actual oil company documents, their own memo saying it. There's no debate. Just, you know, absolute fact. And they tell you it's because the environmentalists protest refineries. They fund those people. They fund those monkeys. They don't even know it. This is the A-game. This is the real world. This is where you get the info war. This is where you learn how the planet really operates. When we get back, the official dictatorship is launched. Will the arrest in concentration camps follow? We'll be right back. Top of the crown, raise the queen. The fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dream. The fire is shining, the burning grass. Ladder with gas and giving room to breathe.
you inadequate mask. Everybody in front, let me see you.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas. May 25th, 2007, gold 653 ounce. Gold coins could be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, or $166.35 for quarter. That's $674.22, $332.70, and $166.35. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got calls from France and Ann Arbor, New York, Austin, Texas, listeners all across the country listening on the AM and FM dial, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we're also on WWCR, Worldwide Service with the Big Shortwave. All right, let me just get into martial law. And I thought before I did this I would play just the intro to a film I made 3 years ago that I made in 2004, late 2004. It was released, actually, early 2005. It's about 2.5 years ago. And this is Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. I made a whole film about the preparations for martial law, and I think this sums up what we're facing now that the president is officially, I mean officially, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Go to the White House website. It's all announced in black and white. It says the president has given himself the new power. It's kind of like Napoleon crowned himself. It's just, I'm the leader, and I've got people that will follow my orders that got guns, and that kind of makes him the leader. So, folks, you wanted a king. You wanted to be slaves. You get to be now. Maybe you want to wake up and turn it around before it's too late, but hell, let's be slaves. I mean, let's go ahead and play. Now, this isn't the best audio because I just thought of this. We're playing this off YouTube, but there's a clip of it, so it's still pretty good audio, but it's a lot better on DVD. But here is the intro to my film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State.
In the early years of the 21st century, terrorism was used by governments across the world as a pretext to scare their populations into submission. Life became a surveillance grid nightmare, with every individual's actions ruthlessly catalogued and recorded by the state. Secret arrests, checkpoints, and warrantless searches spread. The final incremental march of the police state, culminating in open martial law. This is the story of how the elite sold the people into slavery and scared the once proud and brave people of the West into submitting to being cannon fodder in wars for world domination.
Our enemies have made clear the danger they pose to our security.
We're just right outside the security perimeter at this national security event in New York City, just a few hundred yards away from Madison Square Garden, where at least 10,000 police are... That's the beginning of the intro into Martial Law, a three-hour film I made. It's free on Google Video out there. You can buy the DVD at InfoWars.com if you want. I frankly could care less. I can't even enjoy the little bit of money I got in the bank because all I do is work to fight this stuff. So I don't even care about any of it anymore, folks. It's just, we're so far down the rat hole. My children's futures are in such grave peril. Yours are, too, but people aren't very receptive anymore. We've become dulled by the culture, the entertainment, the materialism, to the point of where people are completely blind to what's going on around them. I mean, people don't see the more subtle things, the incrementalism. This weekend, I was doing some research on Nazi Germany and their incremental march to power. And I was reminded by Milton Mayer of the University of Chicago Press, who put out the book, They Thought They Were Free, about his life in Germany in 1933-1945. And there's a quote in here by people who were in Germany during the time about how it incrementally built up. Let me just read some of this now. You can go to prisonplanet.com and read 7 pages of this piece, but I'm just going to read a few paragraphs. But then it was too late. What no one seemed to notice, said a colleague of mine, was the ever-widening gap after 1933 between the government and the people. Just think how very wide the gap was to begin with here in Germany. And it became always wider, you know. It doesn't make people close to their government to be told that this is a people's government, a true democracy, or to be enrolled in a civilian defense or even to vote. All this has little, really nothing to do with knowing one is governing. What happened here was the gradual habitualization of the people, little by little, to being governed by surprise, to receiving decisions deliberated on in secret, to believing that the situation was so complicated that the government had to act on information which the people could not understand, or so dangerous that even if the people could not understand it, it could not be released because of national security. After their sense of identification with Hitler, their trust in him made it easier to widen this gap and reassured those who would otherwise have worried about it. And it goes on to say the separation of government from the people, this widening of the gap took place so gradually and so slowly, each step designed, perhaps not even intentionally, as a temporary emergency measure or associated with true patriotic allegiance or with real social purposes, and all that the crisis and the reforms real reforms too, so occupied the people that they did not see the slow motion underneath of the whole process of government growing remoter and remoter. And then it goes into how they woke up suddenly and they were in deep, dark tyranny. A poor slave knew 1,000 years ago that the guardians, the inquisitors, the torturers, the enforcers wore black. Today, the public doesn't even know that, my friends. Every trapping, every signal, every sign, the government knows that subconsciously you understand this, so they do it all to intimidate you. The government is bought and paid for by foreign interests, my friends. And it's real simple. America went bad. That's not saying you're bad or I'm bad or Ron Paul's bad or Pat Buchanan's bad. It's not saying we individually are bad or that Trey Kincaid in there or Paul in there running the show right now are bad. It means, I mean, it's like take the average Mexican people. They're good, smart family people, but they have a corrupt government. And their last five presidents had to flee, stealing billions apiece, to New York or to Spain, to Madrid, or to Switzerland. Fox is the first one to not leave Mexico, and he probably will as more and more corruption comes out. I mean, it's a corrupt country where the people can't ever get ahead. Corruption ties them down. They have the richest elite in the world per capita and one of the poorest populations in the world, by the way. They have triple the resources that America has, but everybody knows Mexico's corrupt. Because they gave into corruption. It's just a little corruption. Oh, it's a little payoff. Because they were born out of corruption. The Aztec and Mayan culture's corruption, incredibly wicked. Then the Spanish came and it kind of melded those two corruptions together, the Spanish imperial corruption. And they've never had freedom. They'll never have freedom. It's so ingrained in the culture. Freedom and liberty was so special, so rare. Russia will never have real freedom. They've given into corruption thousands of years ago. China will never have real freedom. India will never have real freedom. It's in the culture. Western culture that came really out of Mount Sinai and the Levitical law, those thousands of laws, then grew into the Magna Carta in 1215 and into our Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. It's all gone, folks, and it will probably never be brought back again. I have to tell you, the only chance we've got is realizing how far we've slipped. America's dead. The last vestiges are all I'm trying to say. And believe me, you're going to be in bondage now. You're going to be a peon. You're going to be shoved around. You're going to have to pay police off. You're going to live in tyranny. Unless you wake up. There's just some tiny chance. We'll be right back after this break. Get into the true martial law we're now under. And take your calls and get into a host of other issues. Stay with me. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering. sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm looking at these calls, and they look great. I mean, we've got people want to talk about the police state from New York, lady from Ann Arbor, Michigan, want to talk about black ops, Cheryl in France as the UN is screwing up children's rights over there, Tim in Chicago, Carl. I'm going to go to Cheryl in France first. That's over there with the European Union. But let me just right now get into the martial law. Let me just give you the history. In 1913, private banks took over our banking system and the issuance and coining of money, directing the treasury. With that, they were able to buy up most of the government, buy up most of the newspapers and media. In 1933, 3 years into the Depression, they had engineered, that's now mainstream history, to consolidate wealth. They were able to then have the War Powers Act and have the federal government declare martial law. In fact, my grandmother still remembers them ordering everybody on the radio, go turn your gold in for paper money. Then they doubled the price of gold overnight and shipped it to Europe to the foreign owners of the Federal Reserve. By the way, if your grandparents are still alive or if they were around her in the 30s, they'll remember that. They sent police around trying to, at gunpoint, order people to give their gold up, or they did raids on houses. We hear you've got gold. That was what it was all about. But the government wasn't big enough at that time, so they started expanding it. Then with the 1947 National Security Act, the shadow government was fully formed and got massive funding. We're talking trillions of dollars overall in the aggregate since it was set up in 1947. Then the CIA started importing the narcotics or controlling organized crime and gangs. The last vestiges of any independence, even in the executive branch, much less the legislative or judicial, was removed with the government assassination of John F. Kennedy, which is now publicly admitted. It's prima facie fact now that he was killed by the government in a black op operation. So then from that point on, we see the expansion of the War Powers Act, and every year they have some new crisis, and the government always is operating year from year under a crisis. And if you just type in Presidential Directive 51, I mean, don't believe me. Just type in presidential decision directive. Well, if you type in presidential decision directive, the proper name, it won't come up first link. Type in presidential directive 51. First link, at least a few minutes ago when I checked, is on Google or on Scroogle or Dogpile or Yahoo, is thewhitehouse.gov. I want you to go read it there for yourself. I know you've been conditioned, preconditioned not to listen to me. It says that for any environmental reason, economic reason, government functions, population infrastructure, anything, that the president is, now can circumvent the entire Congress, the judicial branch, the governors. You see, in the past, under continuity of government, there was still designates in the Congress, and it was still bad enough. No, 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 no. He's even taken the power away from Homeland Security. It's a continual centralization directly to the hands of the president. So the president's been a puppet, really, off and on for the last 100 years, but totally since 63. This is kind of the reverse of that. We have the elite, I guess, showing trust in the president, actually secreting power that was in the shadow government directly into his hands, as if they don't even trust the Congress now. Folks, this is so scary. In fact, I would tell Congress they better worry about the presidency. And by the way, history shows that with the Caesars and Third World and Russia and what's happening in Latin America right now with Chavez. I mean, when the president takes full authority away from the legislative and judicial and then starts talking about massive decapitations of the legislative, historically it is executives, it is emperors who launch attacks on any vestiges or any remnants of power that could rival them. And then they start talking about they've done this because they think there will be an attempted decapitation of the legislative and judicial and gubernatorial. But let's go back. This with Patriot Act, they made all U.S. citizens terrorists under Section 802. Any threat or any, even if they believe you've committed a misdemeanor, secret arrest, secret execution. And I wrote the analysis of that back in 2001 and won the Project Censored Award for that, by the way. They had university scholars and lawyers look at my analysis. People couldn't believe it at the time. I actually did find it was in the U.S. Code. It's not just a bill. You have to go to the U.S. Code. You have to learn how to read U.S. Code. Not very hard when you actually just spend 5-6 hours doing it. Again, I know American Idol's on, so you can't learn about the FEMA camps. I understand. It's too important to wear stylish clothes and act powerful and strut around or, to actually be a man and actually defend your country. I understand. I'm going to your calls in the next segment, folks, but I've got to cover this now. And so things got worse and worse with Patriot Act 1.5. They didn't get the full Patriot Act 2. Then they did get Patriot Act 2, what they'd asked for last year with the Military Commissions Act, which with sleight of hand said we secretly strip U.S. citizens of citizenship under Section 802. It tied back in and coupled with the Patriot Act, H.R. 3162, passed October 27, 2001. And it last year they passed that, and it coupled with it, the Military Commissions Act, and said they can secretly arrest citizens, secretly torture citizens, use torture in secret tribunals. Even if the tribunals find you not guilty, they can still secretly execute you. It's all in there. Take over the media, run FEMA camps. It's all in there. Then they announced the Houston Chronicle. They are building giant 1-million-man camps all over the country for American citizens. But they followed the 1986 declassification or leak of Rex 84 that they would claim it was for illegal aliens, set them up, run a few illegals through them for deportation, but then use it on citizens after a staged event. And hence, they've got the camp just north of Austin. The UN was just out there, again, playing the part of the good cop, more sophisticated propaganda when they're all part of the same mechanism, but giving you the illusion that it is the group you go to save you from this tyranny. They do that with the EU, and it's tyrannizing people. Then people run to the UN, and then the EU does what the UN says, again, setting precedent that they're the authority. But again, I'm digressing on this martial law question here. Conservative, liberal commentators, lawyers, professors of law and of jurisprudence, philosophy, anyone who's looked at this, of law philosophy, the philosophy of law, we've interviewed them all on this subject, Military Commissions Act, and even more dangerous was the funding last year for the fiscal year announcement that Bush just made with the signing of Presidential Decision Directive 51. And under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, it erases all governors and it erases the state and National Guards fully, any local control under the federal control or under the president's designate's control. and it allows the importation of foreign militaries to, quote, deal with American terrorists. That's the Army Times. And we now have the new NORTHCOM operating, which was operating before 9/11, announced after 9/11, because they've always got to have it. Homeland Security was set up in 93, declassified in 98. We have news clips admitting that. Again, this has all been administration after administration. They're all working with the same people. It's all an intelligence operation. It's all a military operation for the private banks that own America. And now to have the president for the first time in U.S. history, because even Lincoln didn't announce these powers when he briefly did take dictatorial powers, but he didn't announce himself emperor. Bush has said that it says it in the document, he grants himself. It's kind of like if I granted myself. I just said, oh, I'm allowed to rob the bank. I grant myself that power, or I grant myself the power to eat cyanide and live. You really can't do that. And you can go read where the president says the president grants himself the power. That'd be like an egg coming before the chicken. An egg just appears and a chicken hatches out of it, as if an egg created a chicken. The president can't say, I give myself this power. I give myself this new power. You can't do that under the Bill of Rights, under the Constitution, under common sense, under Levitical law, under any of it. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter one iota under the Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, any of it, because Napoleon said, you are guilty until proven innocent. I am a dictator. I am the emperor. I am the grand emperor. Just like Maximilian did down in 1822 in Mexico, declaring himself emperor. First it was emperor of Mexico, then it was emperor of the Americas. And that's just what they do. And this is official mainstream news, but they announce it like it's good. They go, oh, yes, he's now a dictator. Uh-huh. For any environmental reason, any reason. So we'll come back, I promise. Go to France, go to New York, go to Ann Arbor, go to Chicago, go to Liberty Hill, Austin, Texas. Good idea to give the number out, 877-590-5525. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. On the right-hand side, we have News in Focus. We have the news stories covering how we're now under a dictatorship. We'll be right back.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective NoBio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seeds, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a two-pack, only $99, or a four-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
The last-ditch defense of the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of you hadn't got the word yet, but we're in dire straits, and I'm not pulling any punches. I've done my homework. I know my history. And let me tell you, I've never seen any setup for tyranny this methodical, this big, this dangerous. I literally have the hair standing up on the back of my neck 5 or 6 times a day as I study this stuff. They're setting up something monstrous, and I'm giving you the warning right now. Look out. The New World Order is making their move for the United States. And they're not playing games. They got 21st century propaganda to brainwash you, and it's working like a charm. Well, the U.S. government's working with Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. It's mainstream news, hidden in plain view. It's in major British and foreign newspapers. Other foreign newspapers will be covering that. But right now, let's get through a bunch of your calls for everybody that's been patiently holding. Let's go ahead and talk to Cheryl in France. And, Cheryl, I appreciate you holding. You are on the air. Welcome.
Okay. I just want to thank you for what you're doing because you're waking up a lot of people. And I've been aware of what's going on for about the last 5 years. And one day my kids came home from school, and I corrected one of my sons who told me that he had a right to have a lawyer, and that if I was going to touch him, that I could get in trouble. And I said, what is this business you're talking about? And at school, they have been teaching to the children in the little, you know, primary.
It's the same thing here. All they do is teach rebellion against the family, because the enemy, the enemy knows that their main enemy is the family. And this is in actual government textbooks that for world government to be set up, they've got to destroy the family. They've gone from like 10% illegitimacy.
That's what they did in Russia. That's what they've done in China.
Yes.
That's what they do everywhere. And we as, well, how can I say, patriots, me as a Christian? I mean, we can't let this...
What are you doing in France? I'm just curious.
Pardon?
What are you doing in France?
Oh, I've been in France for like 20 years. I fell in love with a Frenchman. And so I'm from, you know, I'm American.
So does your, do your children go to a government...
I'm more American than a lot of Americans because they've just, you know, they don't care. They just don't care.
Now,
these things that they think you're crazy, and you're not.
Do your children go to a re-education center or government school?
Well, they were in government school, but what I figured the most important thing was for them to see what I lived at home. They had to see it. If they can see me living how and being the way, how can I say, having the love, the patience, the discernment, the firmity, you know, being... just being a good parent and being there for them and listening to them and showing them all the garbage they're getting. because when the eldest got to high school, they go through a philosophy class that is aimed at absolutely breaking down anything they've ever believed in, ever.
No, I know, absolutely. Good to hear from you from France. Yeah, I mean, when I read, it was about 6 years ago, the official University of Texas textbook put out by Calhoun, and I showed it on television, but it was actually Bob Dacey's son came across it in college. And it's used all over the country, and it's called The Family of Disease, and taught social workers to go and take everybody's children. Of course, his son was taking some of those classes to be a policeman. He's a policeman now, but he wanted the full degree, so he was taking some of the same courses. But I need to dig that up. He made me a scanned copy, you know, photocopy of the pages, and I was unable to find it. And in fact, whoever's got that major textbook, I know they're all over the place, remind me of the exact name. I know it was Calhoun, published by Calhoun. I forget the exact name. It's a big textbook. I want to find that again and do a whole story on it. I mean, it says the family is a disease. It's backwards. It must be eliminated. It's your job to eliminate it. I mean, there's no bones about it, okay? There's no bones about this. And, yeah, of course, in Russia and China, it's the same thing. And that's why Russia and China have those huge, all the famous videos and films that have been shot in the orphanages of the kids with lice, with their hair all falling out, running around naked. They can't even speak, throwing feces at each other. And the government just locks them up in pens, anything to destroy the family. You understand, it's cold-blooded, ladies and gentlemen. Cold-blooded is what, and all the news and announcements are how they're looking out for you and they're watching you and you better be good, like you're a child and there's Santa Claus. You know, he's making a list, they're checking it twice. The filthy, degenerate, scumbag government's gonna know who's naughty and nice. I mean, take CPS. 5 times more likely federal numbers to abuse children or children to die in their custody. But then they're the people over the children. See? Everybody knows the government runs the smack and the cocaine and all of it, but they're going to search your house to see if you've got any of it. They ship it in, and then they turn their dogs loose on us. Well, I don't use your filth. I'd never use the degenerate scum you put out. I'd never use your Ritalin or Prozac you spew at the young people. Your legal drugs, whose molecules are each more deadly than methamphetamine and cocaine and heroin combined. Major studies. Go read the molecular chart on the drug insert. You don't even know what that means, do you? You just know how to kick down doors and destroy families who are dumb enough to use the addictive crap your bosses ship in here. Excuse me. I'm getting madder and madder, folks, because when they declare martial law, again, they set it up, they're doing it. I mean, folks, when the Senate says we're going to have a secret bill and vote on it in secret and you can't see it, but trust us, it's going to fix the illegals. Then they have a few illegals go protest who've been told it's against them. But Vicente Fox is up here lobbying. We've gotten subsections from the few good senators left. We know about the Z visa. It's the same thing Kennedy wrote 5 years ago. It's total amnesty. But the government says, no, no, no. Just trust us. And right here in Texas, oh, we're TxDOT. We say the legislature isn't allowed to see our agreement with a Spanish company. You're not allowed to. And then they sue the state and they sue members individually, the legislature, that put in requests to get the documents. Folks, the legislature can't see the agreements. It's called Mexico or Russia. It's called things went bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I know we've got good firemen and good police and good people in the CIA and the FBI. You're not all corrupt yet. But the system is corrupt, and they have you doing things that are corrupt. And they brainwash you and tell you you're doing one thing for one reason when you're really doing it for another. And they tell you that you're supposed to manage us and run us and oversee us like we're children. And that you've all got to stick together. They don't tell you not to take those mercury-filled shots. They don't tell you not to drink aspartame-laden drinks. They don't tell you... They tell you to give your children the HPV shot. They give you all this experimental bull. They don't care about you, you fools. And I'm talking to everybody out there. You need to be talked straight to for a change. I've read the documents. I know what's going on. I've got mainstream news and the government admitting they're using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran right now. And I know full well it didn't matter how many documents and how many admissions I've got. Most of you out there who love this New World Order, because you think it's patriotic because they fooled you, they bait and switched you. Don't you understand it's camouflage? They tell you they're for you. They tell you they're patriotic. The people attacking Iraq are the same ones getting rid of our border and bringing in the North American Union. They're the ones killing America. They're the ones destroying our country. I got to go quick here. I know we've had loaded phones since the start of the show. I don't know who's been holding the longest. I like that new phone system they got that told me how long they've been holding that, but I guess that one had a little bug or something. We're back to the old one here. Let's go ahead and talk to Laura in Ann Arbor. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I called because I wanted to report a black op exercise that took place in Ann Arbor.
Sure, tell me about it.
It happened about a week before Virginia Tech. I was on vacation. My colleague at work informed me. She's an independent.
Oh, yeah, Virginia was a total black op. It's got so many earmarks. I can't even get into it. Just don't believe me, folks. Trust the government. Everything's fine.
Well, what happened was she was coming home from work in Ann Arbor here along a main street called Packard Road where a lot of us, you know, drive around here. And she saw some operatives from, I guess, the ROTC. We found out they were from outside.
They were having ROTC drills the week before. They put in cameras, had shooting drills like every week for 6 months before. And they were told to stand down for over 3 hours by the feds. Oh, my God. But that's Virginia Tech. Go ahead.
So they were outside a black SUV. They had live automatic weapons, according to her.
Yeah, they're using a lot of the teenagers because they don't know any better.
She was so frightened by the whole thing, so rattled, that she called the AAPD. They sort of blew it off. They said, oh, yeah, there they are.
But see, that's what they're meant to do. You see, before they invaded Panama, they had drills for 6 months over and over again of black ops until finally the Panamanian Defense Force got used to it and thought it was another drill. And we've gotten Pentagon documents where they admit all of this is to acclimate us to the end of posse comitatus. That's why you go to the Kentucky Derby, you go to an NFL game. There's army troops illegally. It's illegal, but they don't care. Bush is now a dictator, so he says they can. Searching bags. But see, not the border. You see, it's all about acclimating and setting the precedent. What else happened?
So after she was blown off by the AAPD, she called the mayor because she was just so freaked out.
Hey, well, I want to hear how this ended, okay? Stay there. Put you on hold. We'll come right back to you. And I'm going to blitz through all the other calls, and I'm going to get into Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda running black ops for the U.S. government publicly. And I guess if you're not for Al-Qaeda, you're not patriotic. Well, then I'm not patriotic. I will not serve Al-Qaeda.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thanks.